after telling us, these words that I'm commanding you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall speak about them in all different situations in life. The Torah then tells us and tells us a mitzvah. And you shall tie them as a sign upon your hands. What's all this about? So first things first. Tefillin shel yad, as we call them, are not tied on the hand specifically. They're tied actually on the arm, opposite the heart. And in fact, in the L'shem Yichud, in the meditation that we say before putting on tefillin, we're commanded to put it on the yad, which is keneged halev, which is opposite the heart. In order to subjugate the desires and the thoughts of our hearts to service of Hashem. Meaning when we talk about the hand, we're referencing the heart as well. In other words, the heart and the hand are connected to each other. In as much as a person internalizes the lessons of the Torah in their heart, they will then express themselves in a person's actions. The yad, the hand, is the part of us that extends into the outer world. It does stuff. It reaches out beyond ourselves. That's why you extend your hand to greet someone. We work with our hands. We go beyond ourselves. It's the world of action. The world of action is fueled by emotions and desires. And therefore, really, we have two aspects over here, which one we'll talk about soon, one which we have now. Tefillin shel yad is an expression of the emotions that we feel in our heart, and also of the tefillin shel rosh, which are the thoughts, the ideas that are in our mind, in our brain, in our consciousness. The idea that sits within our heads, and we start to identify with those ideas to the point where we act on them and build on that which we know. And this is what the Torah means when it says, "V'yadata hayom v'shevaisal v'avecha," you shall know it today, you shall turn it to your heart. V'yadata hayom is intellectual knowledge, but it's not enough just to have intellectual knowledge of something. That intellectual knowledge is meant to penetrate our hearts. It's meant to sit and settle in our hearts. Because that's where our desires, that's where aspirations come from. A person doesn't just have aspirations from knowing something intellectually. Aspirations come from feeling it, from desiring it, from wanting it, from being hungry for it. And therefore, our actions are meant to be an expression of the extent to which our intellectual knowledge has penetrated our heart. That's Vashivaisal Vavecha. So we tie the tefillin on our arm opposite the heart in order that which we know should then penetrate our heart and express itself in the world of action.